Doug here. Thanks for checking us out, and please rate, review, and share us. We want to hear from you, so follow us on Twitter at WeLikeToDebate, and tweet us topics that you'd like to hear us argue about. Now enjoy the show. Welcome to It's Debatable. It's the show where we debate anything and everything just for the sake of arguing. My name's Doug, and weekly, as you know, I debate my friend, companion, homie,
hetero
Shram.
Life partner.
Hetero life partner, that works. Shram. Hey, Shram.
Hey, I was thinking you should change that opening to every week we debate for the sake of arguing and for me losing to me. So maybe if you want to change that, because it seems you don't really win a lot when we do these things.
Damn. Damn, you need to eat a shit sandwich. Because you have a potty mouth. And this is bullshit. You're on like a little street. It's not about the first few. Remember those asshole Patriots went 18-0. What happened?
Boom.
They lost the big game.
Yeah, but they've also won like 7 championships over the past 20 years.
I don't know about 7, but anyways. This week, we're going to be helping our friend Eric, who is stepping up to the judge role with his gavel once again.
Hello there.
Hey, Eric. How are you?
I keep stepping on your intros, even though I feel like I wait, and I'm sorry. But
I don't mind. I like a passionate judge that just wants to dive right in.
Fair. Well, this topic, you know, it's near and dear. I plan on maybe procreating at some point in my life.
I know, in Canada, I know.
In Canada specifically. if you guys heard the last one. I'm excited for this. I also, I'm not going to be influenced by the fact that you're on a bit of an L streak there, Duggo. I want you to bring your A game. There are no handouts.
Oh, I always bring my A game.
All right, just making sure. And let's get right into it, boys. I, as I said, may or may not have already children running around this earth. And if I needed a babysitter one night and I was in a pinch, and let me tell you a pinch, and my choices as I'm scrolling through the phone, you know, Steve's out with Janine having a great life, Doug probably out throwing a frisbee at something. I get to my boy
sad
Pee-wee
life.
Herman, and then I'm like, oh God, Pee-wee, do I have another option down here? Scroll down just a little further to the R's, and I see the old Ronald McDonald.
What a great guy.
So, in this creep fest, who do I leave the fruit of my loins? who do I leave him with?
Go ahead, Doug.
See Jurassic Park Evolution for the 6th time on a Thursday night. Pee-wee Herman or Ronald McDonald? I leave it up to you, boy.
I'm going to step up to the mic first. I have the clown man, Ronald McDonald, McDonald's MC. He would be a great babysitter. He could take him to the McPlayhouse. He can have a meal. And guess what? Your fruit of your loins will be happy with their happy meal with their toy. The clown is quite magical if you've seen any of the ads. And the clown has a lot of really fun friends, except that one Hamburglar. That guy's a thief. So Ronald McDonald will teach life lessons at the same time, saying if you are like that guy, you're going to end up in prison. So not only will your child be safe, be fed, laugh, maybe learn magic, and also know right from wrong.
Strong opening words, Steve.
Yeah, no, it's a very fair statement. But you mentioned Ronald McDonald taking Eric's kids to a playhouse. Have you ever seen an episode of Pee-wee Herman? I mean, that guy literally lived, you don't have to take him anywhere. That guy literally lived in a giant playhouse. Boom. The chairs talked, the paintings talked, everything talked. There was different fun times throughout the day, secret words. I mean, you want to talk about endless fun, being entertained. Your kids wouldn't even know you're gone. I mean, you want to talk about stay out a couple extra hours. Who cares? Go get some dinner after the movie, because they're going to be having that much fun. And also, the Hamburglar Doug mentioned, do you want to invite a clown into your house with friends like that? This guy hangs out with the Hamburglar. All of a sudden, you're going to come home and all your wife's jewelry is going to be fucking swiped out of the jewelry box. I mean, you're taking a serious risk bringing this clown into your house. And the Happy Meals, I mean, you said it. You want to go out once, twice a week, go to the movies. You're bringing this clown in. He's not going to give your kids a good time. The only thing he's going to give your kids is diabetes. And I don't think that's good for their health either.
Okay, he's a Hamburglar. He's
I was gonna say
burglar. That doesn't roll off the tongue the same. And if you're gonna go at me, let's talk about all that creepy stuff that Pee-wee has in his playhouse. And if there's a video, you can see me doing quotations because it's kind of creepy. The chair talks and he sits on it. It's like, come on, man. If you're gonna have a chair that is actually someone you converse with and you still sit on him and probably fart. And just think about the secret word. Eric, what if one night after you have a nice little movie, dinner, you get home and Pee-wee douchebag Herman, his word of the day was maybe the. And every time you use the word the, your son is going to scream.
You know, I hate kids. I mean, I hate kids that yell. So that's a really good point. I like both opening statements here, guys. I'm really excited about how this one's going
to
go.
I'm roaring to go.
You guys are bringing your A games, and this is going to be a monster. So I like the fact that you both are talking about how to entertain my stupid kid, right? So let's say there's some trouble brewing at the respective places there, and you need to defend my child. Your only available weapons are what's around you. Which one of you is more equipped to defend my kid?
Well, it's got to be Pee-wee's Playhouse. I mean, and what do you mean by trouble brewing? I mean, what's going on? Is there an intruder? Is it the Hamburglar?
There's an active shooter.
Holy shit. Okay. So, the McPlay place doesn't really offer a lot in that, you know, perspective. Basically, what's happening is you could either hide in a slide or you could jump in a ball pit, neither of which are really bulletproof. At Pee-wee's Playhouse, you got tons of furniture, tons of really sturdy things to hide behind. That chair that has a mouth, I mean, that thing could just swallow bullets. You hide behind that chair, he'll do that. You take it for the kids. I mean, it's just, you're way more protected at Pee-wee's Playhouse for sure.
Okay, Grimace, the big purple. Dude, that guy is made out of Kevlar. Purple Kevlar. Your stupid kid, Ronald, will see the active shooter, know all the drills because, you know, he's Ronald McDonald. He has to protect everyone and does safety training once a month. So he knows to, you know, close the door, lock it, hide all the kids. He'll just be throwing your kid right into Grimace. And Grimace can take the kid in, protect it with the Kevlar. And also, it's a clown. So when the guy comes in with the gun, he is going to be ready to shoot. Ronald McDonald will use his hands, make the big M. The guy will be mesmerized, and then he knocks him in the face.
I should have specified here, but it was a rubber band gun, not a real gun. This is a friendly place, and this is a podcast for children of all ages. So we don't want to scare anybody.
Well, he would still punch the kid with the rubber band gun.
That's still important.
Can I say something? Lost. Going back to Doug's point about Grimace being made of Kevlar. Now we're assuming Grimace is already at the house when something like this goes down.
Why wouldn't he be?
Well, okay, so now you're saying every time you invite Ronald McDonald over, you're inviting Grimace over and God knows who else to fucking come and hang out. That guy smells like shit. He's made of Kevlar, but he smells like shit. So you want to come home and have your house smell like fucking purple McChicken fucking shit? No. And then if he's not at the house, you're going to need to call him if something goes down. Have you ever seen that guy move? He is slow as fuck.
Uber!
By the time he shows up at the door, damage is done. I mean, it's so fucking unreliable. There's so many holes on that. It's not even funny.
Wait. So if Pee-wee's watching the kid at Eric's house, I know he has Pee-wee's Playhouse, but in the scenario, you said that we were going to be at Eric's house. So obviously, Pee-wee's got to be at the house. Oh, he's going to bring Cherry every time. And he's going to bring Globy every time. Oh, that's a lot of shit he's bringing with him. And just think of that chair. Just think of how many people farted in that chair.
But a lot of fun shit that he's bringing with him.
Scary
shit. What is Grimace doing over there if he's not, like, Ron McDonald's making M's with his fingers and Grimace is just kind of sitting down watching fucking the Real World Challenge? Like, I don't understand what he brings to the table. If Pee-wee Herman's bringing stuff, he's bringing the chair, he's bringing the pictures, he's bringing a fucking giant toy chest. I mean, I don't understand.
Grimace is a former elementary school teacher. So while Ronald McDonald is, you know, getting everything ready for the kid, Grimace can be teaching lessons. So when Eric comes home and he says, oh, stupid kid, what'd you learn today? And he can reply, the periodic table of elements. Boom. Thank you, Grimace.
Damn. All right. Well, I like how that turned. And it started. All right. Well, I know now more about the side characters in both of those scenarios than I would ever care to. So that's good. I didn't know the big purple guy's name. Grimace?
Yes, Grimace.
Grimace. Okay.
It's even a sad name.
It does sound kind of sad.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what, kids? Grimace is coming over with Ronald McDonald. But, you know.
Wait, it should
Steve's
be.
Big on, Steve is big on that the rough crowd that Mr. McDonald tends to hang out with, apparently. I never got that vibe, but he's starting to convince me, Doug. Now, I have a question for you guys. I'm really worried because I actually had to say to my kid, he's only four. I had to ask him as he was throwing the ball and we were having to catch, are you sure you're not a lefty? So I'm getting kind of nervous that he's going to be one of those theater guys. I need you guys. Who's going to help my kid be a star athlete that I could live vicariously through for the next, 14 to 24 years?
It's not going to be the guy shoving fucking Happy Meals down your kid's throat twice a week. That's for sure. I don't think he's going to be a star anything besides fucking getting to the bottom of the French fries. Trust me, I lived it through my whole fucking childhood. So with that said, Pee Wee Herman's very energetic. He's going to have your kids running around. He's going to be playing games. He's going to be keeping them in top shape and basically ready for any sport that you want to get them involved in.
Yeah, if it's the sport of creepy Olympics, maybe your son would be an athlete in that. Don't think they have Happy Meals, and they don't offer just fries. You can get chicken tenders, which are healthy, or grilled chicken. And also, you can get apple slices. And if you've ever seen any of those awesome commercials, Ronald McDonald can do it all. He plays baseball. He plays football. He does it all. What's Pee-wee do? He just yells when he hears a word.
That's a good point.
Yeah, really good point. And, Dad, I don't know, Eric, what your next question is going to be, but I just want to jump the gun. Let's not forget that Ronald McDonald, not only is he an amazing caregiver, a hilarious clown, he does give back to the community. There is the Ronald McDonald House that helps out millions and millions of children and families in this country. Pee-wee, the only thing he's ever done was jerk off in a movie house.
Damn, we got there. Only 13 minutes in, and we're getting to the juiciness. Steve, what say you? Ronald McDonald does not have an arrest record, as far as I know. Pee-wee does. Now he's been brought, he's been forgiven by the general community, I think. I mean, what he did wasn't, I guess, super egregious. Who hasn't thought about jerking off in public in a movie theater? But what is his redemption here, Steve? How can I feel comfortable having Pee-wee watch my son?
First of all, Ronald McDonald should have been arrested thousands of times for the fucking acts he's committed over the years, but he's got better lawyers than Pee-wee. He's got more money. I can't debate that. McDonald's has more money than Pee-wee Herman. That doesn't mean Ronald McDonald's, you know, an innocent man.
This is being recorded, Steve. Careful with the allegations.
Second off, Ronald McDonald does bring a lot of joy with all his charities and organizations, but so does Pee-wee Herman. Pee-wee Herman spent decades bringing joy through the television and warming people's hearts. You had a bad day, you could sit down and watch Pee-wee Herman. He's got movies, he's got TV shows, something to check you out of your head and be like, wow, you know what? The world's not that bad. Circling back to the adult thing, here's the thing. What he did, if I'm correct, was in an adult movie theater. It wasn't like he went to go see fucking Beauty and the Beast and fucking was like, hey, you know? That didn't happen.
Well, it was called adult Beauty and the Beast, but it wasn't the one you remember.
Yeah. So it was an adult movie theater. He just happened to be a celebrity. He made a huge mistake, and I think the world's forgiven him. I mean, goddamn Netflix gave him a special, you know, about a year and a half ago, and I think people have moved on. Low blow, Doug.
Yeah.
Sounds like a desperate move.
Doug, why is he comfortable about, for lack of a better descriptive word, a creepy-ass clown watching my son versus just a weirdo that, you know, wears a suit and jerks off in movie theaters? Go.
Well, one doesn't jerk off in movie theaters, first off.
That's an important one, yes.
And B, he might be creepy if you're scared of clowns, but he does so many good things. I mentioned the Ronald McDonald House. I mentioned how active he is, how he offers apple slices and healthier choices in his meals. He just knows how to – he just wants to put a smile on people's faces. That is what McDonald's is all about. So he'll teach your son the life lessons of – making somebody's day just a little bit brighter.
Damn
is right.
I'm like crying over here right now.
Yeah, and damn, Netflix should not have gave Pee-wee another special. That movie was absolutely horrible, and it ruined his legacy. And just think, if your son hangs out with him and he's teaching him any life lessons, that's not one you want your son to learn.
All right, well, I don't feel any more comfortable about having either one of your representatives watching my kid. But like we said, we're only here because we don't have other options. Let's say, actually, I'm going to leave this open-ended for you guys to kind of answer on your own.
Good.
What is the appropriate bedtime for a child? If you guys are good, I'm planning on having you for a couple of years, so I want to hear your progression here. From like a young child of 4 or 5 up until like, you know, a young teenager of 13, would you be stern with bedtime? Would you kind of let them decide their own thing? What's your parenting style?
Well, Ronald McDonald, you know, he loves to have fun. He's going to teach life lessons, but he is a stickler for bedtime and brushing teeth. So at a younger age, could be 8:30. And then as they get older, the time goes past. And, you know, Ronald McDonald would be great. He can drive the kids and pick them up from practices. So if your son has a practice at 13, you know, Ronald McDonald's going to be there. He's going to teach them accountability.
What is he,
and
Mary Poppins?
Chores. He's kind of like Mary Poppins. If Mary Poppins had red hair and big shoes.
All right. Here's the thing. Pee Wee Herman knows his bedtimes as well. But at a younger age, he would enforce that. As they got older, I doubt he would. And that's okay, too. You're there to enforce bedtimes fucking 5-6 days a week. Your kids get that a lot. If Ronald McDonald comes in and enforces bedtimes from the age of 6 to 13, they're going to fucking hate when he comes over. Which means every time you want to go out and fucking enjoy yourself, your kids are going to throw the craziest fit. They're going to be screaming, crying. They're going to be behind your back talking to your wife going, please don't leave us with this clown. He makes us go to sleep so early. Blah, blah, blah. Pee Wee Herman, they know they're going to have a little bit of fun, which is they're going to want you to go, which is something you're going to need to do. You're going to need to get out of the house. So, yeah, younger age, it is important, bedtime, whatever the case may be. But as they get older, let them have a little fun, especially when you get to 10, 11, 12, 13. We all stayed up past our bedtimes watching South Park and WWE Raw. Doesn't matter. They'll be doing crazy shit, screaming at couches, doing all that stuff. But you'll be out of the house getting your much-needed mental relaxation.
Well, just think about this scenario, Eric. So you have Pee-wee, you know, he babysits 2 nights in a row, comes to be the next night. You want to be, you know, be your normal dad. Okay, guy. Okay, stupid kid. Lights out. Time to go to bed. And he goes, no. He went, what? No. No. I said no, dad. Well, you don't say no to me. I'm your father. And he says, I wish Pee-wee was my dad. Oh. Pee-wee lets me stay out as long as I want. And then you're like, he lets you stay out? What do you mean? You're not here? You're 4. And he goes anywhere. So now you found out, heck, Pee-wee lets your kid go wherever. There's no curfew. And Pee-wee's just hanging out on the couch. So you're going to lose all your discipline. At least with Ronald McDonald, when you say, hey, stupid kid, time to go to bed, he's going to say, okay, dad.
Damn it.
Yeah. You want to run a tight ship.
All right, then. Well, here we go. Segue into that, then. And actually, this my brother did this one time, so it's actually some real life shit. It's dinner time. You put some food on the table. He looks you in the eyes, takes the plate of food, and dumps it on the floor. How do you react?
Well, of course, Ronald McDonald, he is going to teach a life lesson, talk about the kids at the Ronald McDonald House, how they don't have enough food sometimes, so wasting food is just making it worse, because if your stupid kid throws the food, Ronald obviously has to feed him. So he uses his magic. He waves his hand. More burgers, more fries, more apple slices.
More diabetes.
Damn.
That's not true. You shouldn't be spouting allegations against Ronald McDonald. Shrimp. You hear that? Pee-wee's beating the dog over there.
Poor dog. All right.
Shrimp.
How would Pee-wee react to having a child look him in the eyes and dump his hard cooked meal on the floor?
I think he would actually teach your kid a lesson. And the fact of, remember how Pee-wee always just say, I know you are, but what am I? Imagine if your kid dumped a plate of food on the floor. You know what that means? They want a reaction, whether it be good or bad. Or am I going to get lectured? Am I going to get yelled at? Or are they not, whatever the case may be. Pee-wee Herman's going to look and be like, I know you are, but what am I? And they're gonna be like, what the fuck does that mean? It's going to confuse the kids so much, and they're not going to get the reaction out of it. They're not going to get the attention that they're craving by being spoiled like that, that it's going to probably drive them to not do it again.
Two things that's going to happen, Eric, if you let Pee-wee watch your kid. One, you're going to be paying for a shrink a long time. That kid is going to stare in the mirror over and over from the age 4 on saying, I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I? Just pointing at the mirror, yelling angrily. He might even break something. And Pee-wee, if you remember the beginning of Pee-wee's Big Adventure, he had that big contraption that made all that food. He had the big bowl of cereal, the big eggs, the big pancake. He took one bite and wasted the rest of it.
Damn.
Is that some kind of lesson you want? I know you don't want your stupid kid thrown on the floor, but how about just taking one bite and wasting it just to follow what Pee-wee did? Dad, Pee-wee lets me do whatever I want. I want Pee-wee to be my dad.
All right, I have one more before your closing arguments, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
We're fast-forwarding. Little shithead's 14 years old. Comes to you one night when you're babysitting and goes, hey, I really fucked up. I think I got blah, blah, blah pregnant. What is your reaction? And what is... Well, I want to stop saying your, because I want to make this clear. What is Ronald McDonald's reaction? And what is Pee Wee Herman's reaction? And Steve, I want you to go first this time, because you're lacking here, bud. I need you to come back strong.
Well, no, if your kid approaches Pee Wee Herman and says, I think I got so-and-so pregnant, Pee Wee Herman is going to honestly look and be like, whoa, that's pretty heavy. That is a very serious matter, and I think it's something that you need to take up with your parents. He's going to send you and the kids to you, which is where you want your kids to go. You don't want your kids thinking they can keep secrets with the fucking freaky clown about getting somebody pregnant. You want somebody to be like, look, this is past my pay grade. And Pee-wee Herman stepped down real quick. Pee-wee Herman wants to yell, scream, have fun, and do his thing. He's not prepared to handle something like that. And I think you would want your kid to talk to you about something like that. And that's the exact direction that he would be steered.
Wow. You really think Pee-wee really react like that? He would give that advice saying, talk to your parents? This is the same Pee-wee that said, hey, you don't need bedtime. Just stay up as late as you want. Ronald, on the other hand, he would understand the situation, talk to him, offer some advice. And also, you know, if the girl wants to keep the kid, which is her right, he can get him a job. So he can start a career at McDonald's, still go to school, work part-time hours, and then be able to save up for college and save up for little stupid kid junior. So it's just all going to work out when you have Ronald McDonald watch your kid.
All right, well. It's been some good points going through. I want to hear your guys' summaries here, your last words, your final wrap. I don't know who goes first. You guys go ahead and flip your imaginary coin and decide, but let's go.
Here's the thing. Doug keeps talking about life lessons. Ronald McDonald's going to teach your kid life lessons. I think he said it 37 times during this. What is Ronald McDonald fucking Nostradamus? He's going to teach all that. Ronald McDonald is a walking fucking commercial. Let's be real. He's not equipped to babysit children. He's equipped to sell burgers. He literally, that's all he does. When he goes to McDonald's, it's not because I need to go see the kids. It's because they need me here because they got to put asses in the seats to sell burgers. So you literally want a walking advertisement that knows nothing but marketing to walk into your house and take care of the fruit of your loins? Come on, man. Pee-wee Herman was set up so your kids could sit in front of the TV and be distracted for hours while you go do whatever the fuck you want to do. He knows how to watch kids. This is what he does. So to me, it's just hands down, you know, not even a question. This is who you want to have your kids with. You want to be able to go out and relax. Like I said, Ronald McDonald becomes the babysitter. He's strict because he thinks that he needs to enforce that bedtime, but he really just knows how to sell burgers. So he'll enforce that. By doing that, he will not let you have a good time because your kids will never want you to leave. Whereas if Pee-wee come over, you know, they would be excited about that. And don't let Doug say your son's going to look you in your face and tell you, I wish my dad was Pee-wee. That's not going to happen. Your son's going to fucking love you for bringing in Pee-wee Herman and not the creepy ass clown.
Very strong.
That was just a big load of bullshit in my diaper. In my adult Depends diaper that I'm wearing right now, because I knew Shram would shovel some load of shit in there. Ronald McDonald is the one you want watching your stupid kid. We went over it a million times, and I'll say it for the 38th time. Life lessons. Ronald McDonald will teach your son things in life. Grimace is a licensed elementary school teacher, so he can help him out with his grades. Make sure he's up to snuff and above his grade level. Pee-wee Herman has all these creepy things that are just going to scare people. You know, he has Globy, a talking globe. How is your son going to learn where things are on the globe? But every time he spins it, you have a mouth in the way. The mouth could cover an entire country. With Ronald McDonald, Tram talked about advertising. He's walking advertisement, blah, 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 blah. Oh, what's so bad about teaching your stupid kid marketing? Wouldn't that be a leg up on the competition? Maybe your son can be Don Draper of the 21st century and lead a marketing company. Ronald McDonald is your choice. Pee-wee Herman should be behind bars.
One thing that we need to scratch from the record here is, wouldn't it be a leg up on the competition to teach your kid marketing? The question posed here was not who would be better at teaching your kid advertising and marketing. It was who would be the better babysitter.
Babysitter is such a broad term.
Judges will not strike that from the record, because I would argue that's just a bonus of having somebody as your babysitter.
Yes, thank you.
And -1 point for interrupting a last word there, Steve.
I waited till the end.
Poor form.
All right, Judge, we're ready to hear your verdict.
Well, here's the thing, boys. This was another hard one.
That's what she said?
I'm going to a side judge here to confirm that Grimace is a licensed elementary school teacher. Confirmed? Confirmed. We're going to give this one to Mr. Doug Dietzel, a.k.a. Mr. Ronald McDonald, a.k.a. the Great White Hope. I was never convinced that Pee-wee Herman would be a good teacher of lessons. It was an excellent point that Doug made, that I could really picture Pee-wee's face when my child looked at me and said he wished Pee-wee was his dad.
Exactly.
It made me enraged personally. I had to punch a pillow.
I don't blame you. If you had Pee-wee have no rules, how can you enforce rules?
No, that's cool, man. You went with the babysitter that could teach the best life lessons, because, you know, he's going to end up like every other lazy parent on the planet.
Marketing.
So?
No, it's good. He wants strangers to teach his kids lessons instead of just doing it himself, so that makes sense.
Wow, now attacking our judge.
Well, your guy sits on a talking chair, and you're judging my choice of babysitter?
Well, Judge Eric has ruled in my favor. So I have one. Ronald McDonald will be watching his stupid kid if he's ever caught in a bind. Shrimp, how are you feeling?
It happens, I guess. I brought a fair argument. I don't agree with the choice, but it is what it is.
Your argument sucked.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening.